This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Monday, April the 7th, 2025.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good, man. Feeling good.
Dun, 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 dun.
I feel pretty.
I bet you 1 out of 10 people were thinking of the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, when you said that.
I didn't tell you to get up off the good foot.
You're on the good foot now. Hit me.
I didn't tell you it was too hot in the hot tub.
You know, Ike Turner never said that.
Yeah, I wonder how bad he was.
Apparently the worst. I mean, that's where one thing where Tina... Rest in peace.
Vayner.
She like, you know what? Well, it was a different time, too. Like, it wasn't as embracing now if a woman was, battered or abused to just go to the press with it. Like, back then, it was like, oh, sure, it's going to mess up your career. Don't do stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. And then finally, people are like, you know what? Suck it, boss man, agent, person, what's the other? There's another thing that could be a boss, an agent, a record producer, Barry Gordy.
Well, now it feels like a whole different set of complications if you try to come forward with it.
Well, it's still going to. It's still, but look at the. You know what? We should know that. We should know the first woman who spoke up. That should be like she should be on some piece of paper money. Or a coin if need be. Oh. I just know, like, when they were talking about adding, was it Sojourner Truth? Someone on the back of the one of the bills that we spend?
Speaking up in what context?
Do what?
I mean, exactly what are you saying? Speaking up because of social injustice or speaking up because
Sexual harassment.
Exactly.
Oh. Yes. Like, that should be, like, because they say, you know, and I believe it. Like, a lot of people, women, when they come forward and they say this is a weird turn on an early Monday, but, you know, when they come forward, I was reading about Russell Brand. When they come forward, you know, they're like, all right, I might get screwed over by Hollywood or the music industry or even if she's not even famous, just, like, in town. Back then... You know, it's just sad, but, like, she would have just been called a whore, even if she was not at all. It's just, like, think about when you're in school, and I know one, and, like, I would love to, like, find her and, like, give her a hug and say, you know what, I hate this for you, but in middle school there was a girl who, she was very pretty, very pretty. It's middle school, and apparently maybe she did sleep with one of the guys at school.
Oh, that early? Ooh, that sucks.
Well, let's.
I thought you were going to say she stunk or
no,
she
was the beauty. There were some of those.
In middle school?
Yeah.
So you're saying middle school would be 6th through 8th grade?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I believe it was on the yonder end, so 7th or 8th.
Well, I'm just checking because I went to junior high, which is 7th and 8th. It's not 6th.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Let's see, Paige going into class. Hey, guys. I'm so busy. I got cheerleading practice.
Yeah.
I got to be in the thespian arts council class.
You know me.
No, that is weird.
I'm just trying
to
figure out. I mean, as far as cancel culture and everything with women coming forward, there was a lot of good that came out of it because women felt comfortable about complaining and saying that what happened to them, where they would be terrified to even mention it before because they thought that the burden of proof was on them to prove that this happened and that you'd be tried in a court again after you've been assaulted.
Well, you'd be tried in the court.
You would. And that's the bad thing. So where are you going with what?
So what I'm saying is she everyone in school, sans the teachers and probably, you know, I have, but she was just known as a whore, like literally in middle school. Not the guy that did it with her. He was like, hey, high five, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. But like even the girls would like be, you know, and that girl who, if you saw her outside of school or whatever, you'd say, oh, she's like one of the it girls or whatever, you know, just because she had the looks and everything. But like, ostracized down, but the dude was just like the man.
So back then you would have changed schools, but now that's going to follow
you.
She
did.
Everywhere.
She did change schools. Well, I'm not going to get into full details, but I just want to say, man, like, and I it's the peer pressure bull crap. Like, I probably called her a whore too.
Probably.
You might have started it. No, I didn't. I think it was probably started by the second guy who tried and was told no.
Exactly.
That's probably where it came from. Because the other guy wouldn't have said it.
No.
He was like, again, growing up in this town, I don't want to give too many details, but like, I think about that chick sometimes. And I'm like, man, I hope you're good. I hope that. Cause
you should reach out.
I feel like now, so here's the other part of that. I feel like now if I reached out to her, it'd be like...
Creepy?
Yeah, I really do. Absolutely right.
I thought about you
and
the other day.
And why didn't you, you know, because things like that happened to me because I would change schools all the time. And I went to League Middle and then I went to junior high school. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't sexually active at that time. But it was assumed that I was, and people wrote slut on my locker because just the way I looked, the way I dressed, but I can't help it. If I'm wearing the same damn clothes that you are wearing, other people, and my body's a little different than yours.
Let's call
puberty.
Some of those a-holes this morning live on the radio.
Puberty is unkind because some people are late bloomers. Other people
You started at 5.
Other people have a little bit more curves at an earlier age as a young girl.
Isn't that
it's
wild?
Fair. It's like, not fair, and that's what we're coming down to.
That's so crazy.
I'm glad I'm not a woman.
Amen. Female. I'm glad. Fat girl, I told you, it wouldn't work.
Too much upkeep.
It would not work to call you that.
Call me?
No, him. If he were a woman, I've said that before. Like, I'm glad he's a man simply because I would have a problem saying I'm on a show with fat girl. That seems more demeaning than fat boy.
Well, then quit saying it now.
You made it up.
I think anything is bad.
He's talking about her.
So, no, I was not talking about her. How about you?
I got flagged on
Facebook for calling you fat boy, which is your name, and I got a community guideline thing for public or body shaming.
Oh.
I'm like, my God, that's his name.
I don't think we were ever taught about domestic violence that I can remember. What it was, how to avoid it, like nothing.
Saw I think you were. It's in the Bible.
Well, I might have missed all those classes. But like in SKU or sex ed or nothing?
Well, I don't think you.
I didn't go to sex ed.
I taught it.
Jesus.
Boom!
I wrote the book for Houghton Mifflin.
Gosh, you know, and that's a good point because there's so many kids that live in a house of hell that nobody ever helps them, you know, that you don't know any minute where your parents are going to flip out and do something stupid. And
oddly enough, House of Hell's a band playing Ground Zero this coming weekend.
because I've seen it. I've lived it. House of Hell.
Yeah, they'll be in the kid in the middle who hears it from both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Your daddy's a dummy.
Your dad, it doesn't
take
much.
Why is your mama such a bitch?
Doesn't take much for your daddy to snap.
And she's been a whore since middle school.
Yeah, that's me. That's my life.
Wouldn't say that.
Virgin. Oh, she just texted in. I'm the middle school whore.
No. Virgin whore. Live MR.
I'm serious. That's one of those things where, like, you know, as a young kid, like, you don't think, you just follow suit. You're like, you're yeah. still, like, it's same thing with the clothes. Like, we talk about Fat Boy and I. Have this, even though we're several years apart, we both had that same kind of timeline of, man, we had to have Tommy Hilfiger. Had to have
it. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And I look at that some of that big. Stuff now, and I'm like, I wouldn't be caught dead in that shit.
Color blocking is
crap.
It's Chaps. Not a good idea.
Duh, man.
I would love to be able to afford $49.50 for a t-shirt.
The fragrance or Chaps, the clothing?
Oh, the clothes. Polo Sport. Was
Chaps was like mid-grade, you know? I wanted the real Tommy. I mean, like... the color blocks. I love those, though. I did at the time. But looking at it now, like, I'm embarrassed.
I couldn't fit in it.
There's I'm embarrassed no that what my dad was probably calling me under his breath. I would work to buy clothes. Like, I worked my part-time job.
I still do.
Get paid. I'd get paid on a Thursday and go cash it and go to the mall like a woman.
I don't
no offense.
I don't think he would have called you that as much as you think he did.
Well, he said it about Michael Jackson. And,
he made
and
it sound like it was every day.
Several wrestlers.
Like, what's this blanker doing?
Pretty outspoken about that.
Going to the mall used to be a big thing.
Yeah, but
I
again,
mean, it kind of still is, but
in the 90s, dudes like really were like...
To be seen looking good out there with your friends. It's not
I don't know.
Like,
down deep, I did like the Tommy Hilfiger stuff. Like, I did. But, again, I see it now. I'm embarrassed.
I couldn't pull it off now.
No, because, if you wore it now it looks like, oh, you just can't get past the 90s.
Yeah, what's wrong with that boy?
Like, well, plus those big varsity shirts, I never could afford them. I only got the short sleeves. The full, it was like 18 or more than that, it's like $30 more to get the long sleeve. I'm like, hell, I live in South Carolina. That's stupid.
You know, since we're talking about nostalgia, I almost sent you a video, Matt, of Myrtle Beach in the early 90s, and people were stopped on the strip, just getting in and out of cars, people going up to each other, just hanging out and talking, looking at the cool cars on the strip.
I know.
Nobody was shooting each other.
The border wasn't wide ass open.
Nobody was doing coke off the hood of the car that you could see.
All right. Oh, the glory days.
Man,
but again,
time.
I talked about this with somebody, I don't remember who. I'm not name dropping, and I don't remember who it was. But it was something about, it was Looper's brother, which I met. I got some stories.
There's a lot of Loopers.
There's a lot of Loopers I've met. There's only one that I haven't met now.
Well, guess who's here?
No way. Is it
guess who's behind the door?
Yes. Is it Donovan Looper?
It's a segment we called, It's Another Damn Looper.
Looper likes to shower.
I just call him Looper.
Looper.
Dude, that's it. Looper Loofus.
It's got a stick. Loopers.
It was talking about, you know, like the things that you liked when you were younger. And it's like, do you like them now? Because this is, he's like, man, this is Looper's brother. It's in the comics, like pretty hardcore. And I was like, do you buy stuff now because A, you couldn't afford it as a kid. Now, you know, you got a little bit of spending money.
Well, that's
got
to be it.
That's part of it. But then I said, my big theory is it harkens you back to when you had zero responsibilities in life. Except brushing your teeth, washing your ass, doing your homework.
Try not to piss your parents off.
Right. That was, that was like your swaddling blanket. It was your cartoons, your comics, your ball cards, your whatever, your wrestling.
That's why Ninja Turtles are still so popular and sell a lot.
Yeah.
They keep turning them out. I saw somebody that had a meet and greet with just the costumes. So at some con somewhere.
Think about what you just said.
I know.
Hello, costume.
It was
hello, person who just paid $50 to meet me. There's like an automated voice
hello,
inside.
Hello, lover.
There was some con somewhere, and all the turtles were set up, and the costumes were stuffed.
Oh,
obviously, they don't move, so you just take a picture in the middle of them.
So it's like a wax museum, except it ain't made out of wax. It's made out of polyester.
Because if you look at the original costumes from the first movie, they're up for auction, but they're in bad shape. Because it's what they use, like real costumes.
Those things didn't look like they would have been very easy to do karate in.
No. And just like the foam dinosaur from the first Jurassic Park. That sucker that they couldn't get wet.
Remember?
It's an awful shape now.
RoboCop, and they brought him to WCW that time, and his damn... It wasn't the real... RoboCop costume from the movie because it was falling apart as he walked.
Shredding.
Like the leg was falling off. You could see the human leg.
God, it was Capital Combat or one of those.
Yeah, it was, I think, actually Capital Combat.
And I want to say he had some interaction with Sting. Either he walked past him or Sting was on it. Or
he went and pulled the cage wide open to let him out.
It should have Robo Sting. That would have been cool.
I got so much to... I don't want to blow my wad early.
Well... I'm sure you've been told that before.
We got a Kama Sutra this conversation. Because you start talking about all that stuff, and I'm just going to tell you. I tell you this. Outside of family-related stuff and some other events. I mean, I'm saying yesterday was a freaking awesome day. It was a great day.
Do you wish it happened on a Saturday?
So you kinda... No, because I had obligations on Saturday. Yeah, I was doing a meet and greet with the Johnny Depp costume from Pirates of the Caribbean in Miami. I had VIP.
With the costume?
With the costume.
Nice.
Just doing stuff on a Sunday is just, ooh, that's tough.
Well, that you non-religious person, that's strange to hear.
Yeah, most people are out going to church and having lunch somewhere.
Yeah, they act all
then,
damn wild like they ain't got to work.
Shopping. Which I love.
You know, that you say that, and that gave me reminds me of a brilliant idea that I had. And I know it would have problems, but what about, you know, you're sitting there at church, and you look at your clock, and it's like 5 till 12, and you're like, brother, come on now. We all here every Sunday. There ain't nobody going to join up this week. We all good, and nobody's going to rededicate their life or order.
You always wonder if he was watching the clock, the preacher.
Probably these days now, they probably have their iPhone just laying there on the pulpit, kind of shooting out the strobe light, like, hey, man.
See who's going to the
natty.
Oh, we're
not leaving until I'm finished.
Ryan's is getting full. But what about a church that is also a restaurant?
Oh.
The church is also a restaurant. So you're not in such a hurry. I mean, you're still hungry, but you're just going to walk down to the Fellowship Hall restaurant.
Isn't that kind of what it was afterwards? Like, was it Wednesday night?
We used to have a Fellowship Hall. You walked across a little common area and walk into. Same place we had our haunted house.
Yeah.
And our womanless wedding.
Are they serving pizza and tacos?
Usually what people brought, right? Like, there's a bunch
I don't want that, though. I want, like, restaurant quality food. Oh. I don't want potluck. I don't want not knowing who made this.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I would never entertain that anymore. I used to do it at church. I'd ask my mama who made this, and if it was a woman, I mean, it's just the 80s. If it was a woman that made it, and I thought she was dirty, I would not eat her food.
If something happens or does not happen at a restaurant.
At a young age, I was like, I know, I'm weird. How did I get this big?
Dirty kinky or dirty just unclean?
Dirty unclean, yeah.
I got to show you what blew up over the weekend locally.
Oh, I don't want to see your toilet. Up. No toilet pics, please.
No. This is about a restaurant you never want to go to again. And what people don't realize is true or false. The damage is done.
Is it this? Because I saw this and I never saw any explanation. I'm writing as fast as I can. That?
No.
Oh, okay. I saw that with no explanation as to why that closed down.
No, this place is still going. Place? Yeah, I don't know what happened to that place.
Not
either.
This one over there.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know what happened to this one. But this one's
is
gone
too. Is that
one
gone too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The other one, I'm glad it's gone. Never would have went.
Oh, no.
But this one.
Yeah.
This place I'm telling you about is it's one in a chain, but police were involved. videos were taken.
Oh, no.
And then people are back and forth. I mean, tons of comments and shares like, it happened. No, it didn't happen. Yes, it did.
Oh, God.
But people don't realize, like, the damage is done. I didn't go to that place anyway. I'm never going to go now.
Wow. Write that down.
All you got to do is put it out there.
I have to know. I pay attention so little to the news over the weekend.
Well, I mean, it didn't go on, like, you know, local news, but like in the Facebook world.
Oh, okay.
It was huge.
So that means the news has been bought off then. Because, I mean, it's true. Like,
I don't know how much the news looks at Facebook.
Oh, I can't.
You can't read that for real?
Well, okay, I see now.
I don't know how often you go to Oconee County.
I don't. I got warrants.
Stay out.
Wow, really?
But the fact that, look.
See, I haven't eaten there in or that establishment in any location in years, but just now, just not even knowing what you're going to tell me is like making me.
Do you know the reason why people dismiss it? Because their logic is, well, who would do that and why? Okay, that's no reason to dismiss what could have or could not have happened.
Who would fly airplanes into the World Trade Center?
Terrorists?
Crazies.
Yeah, it's like you just don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it happened or if it didn't happen, but in my mind, it happened.
Was it people meat or dog meat?
No, fluids. Yeah.
From people or dogs?
People.
Ah!
Like, dogs don't run this place.
Oh, God.
Well, I'll give it to the kid who stood up in the drive-thru not giving out anybody's information, but
God.
Even if she was pressed on video about it.
Man, that is zucked up.
Nice word.
Huge.
Wow.
I'm like, if this wasn't so much good Facebook fussing content, I would have left this group a long time ago.
Yeah. Man, oh, man. Wow.
So y'all got to quit bitching about that place. Just don't go.
And you've not been?
No.
Yeah, thank God.
Only because it's in a not convenient location.
Yeah.
And thank God.
When you were a kid, did they have like a, because there was a lot of food recalls, I feel like way more when I was a kid. And I can remember my mom and grandma both like running into the kitchen, going through cans and all this stuff, like, you know.
I can tell you now, anytime there's a recall, I know where it came from. And I'm like, I will never go there. Ooh, I don't anyway.
Fat Boy's got this list.
Is this grocery store down the way here? Every time something's recalled, it comes from there.
I'm trying to think where we are on the map because you're where you're pointing. But anyway, we'll talk about that off there.
It's got two names.
You do.
And I'm like, I'm not going there. Come on. Oh. Y'all got every damn thing recalled constantly.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It's kind of a bougie place, too.
Oh, you're actually.
I know who you're talking wrong. About.
Because think about where we are. You need to go this way and go like that.
Yeah, but if I'm leaning this way, then I'm already
facing
kind of. Your
compass is effed up, though.
Like, you're following the roads, but if you follow the general direction, that's where you'd end up.
No.
Yeah.
Incorrect. You'd end up at Harley-Davidson at Greenville.
I feel like you forget what way we're facing.
If I could walk through the building and walk straight through the wall, and I would end up right by the door that I entered to come in, and then. Okay. Going over your shoulder that way takes me up Garlington.
Okay, well, just say there's no restaurant pointing this way.
Okay, then.
I'm going to straight out say it in a second.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
I feel like I'm doing a service telling people don't go there.
You're being a Benedict Arnold right now is what you're doing. All right. Did time play out a long time ago?
Like 5 minutes ago.
No
legit.
Way. Okay, I'm sorry. He messed me up on that. I like to know where I'm at on a map, like the little Google man. Like I'd like
that ain't
to
a 5
know
minute warning.
Which way I'm setting. I'm going to come over there in a minute and I'm going to have Paige box your jaws. All right. So to wrap all that up.
Never mind.
What?
I was going to say something that's been dirty. It would have been very bad.
The twisted tales that whole little monologue took. All right. So we'll talk about SC Comic-Con, and what I'm telling you was a brush with greatness. There ain't no better way to say it.
Damn.
Brush with greatness.
And that's awesome.
You must have had a cool costume.
And it was a good feeling.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Sometimes it's not so good, but this time, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I hope you got a picture of
when
them,
you
mama.
Get goosebumps and they don't go away for like 15 or 20 minutes afterwards, and I'm not talking about a sexual goosebump or the great R.L. Stein book.
Good show too.
But it's wonderful, 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 wonderful. So we'll get into that. We got a bunch of good email too. One of these is one of the weirder emails in the 22 years of this show. One of the weirder ones.
Damn.
That's saying a lot.
I love weird. Let's do weird.
Very odd. So that's the riseguys@AOL.com. All kinds of stuff in between. Paige, what is up in the Plex since you've talked so much?
Yes, I'm overwhelmed. remember Fat Boy's high school record?
Oh, no.
His high school record.
I don't think they're left.
The running record, how people dispute that.
The 40.
He can do a 5'4".
Okay. All right.
Right? A 4'5".
4'6", when I was 160 pounds.
Well, would you believe that people...
Somebody else didn't believe that as much as you.
...are so overconfident that they think that they can beat... they can outrun a horse?
Oh, my God.
I don't even know if Chad Johnson did it.
I don't remember what happened with that either. And somebody else, right? Harold Green or somebody?
Usain Bolt, maybe? Did he race a horse?
I don't know. That seems so good. Demeaning.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it really seems very demeaning.
Like, really?
Doesn't it? On both sides,
well,
really.
Been smoking.
Yeah. Well, first off, the other one's got four legs, so he's going to go twice as fast. Duh.
Well, I'm going to tell you how many people think they can outrun a horse in the 100-meter dash.
You know what? It all goes back to engine stuff. We still go horsepower. Like, literally, you break that down. It's talking about how many horses would go that fast. And I've seen some horses don't go too fast.
How far is 100 meters?
I don't know. I'm not from England.
You did track.
I did field. Good morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige. And headlines.
Whatever.
You gotta say it now. You gotta say what you said right before we came on.
It was funny. I'm not hateful about it. I thought it was funny.
Paige said,
I did not.
How did you get a scholarship to play football when you only won one game in high school? That's really.
I don't know.
Stands alone.
I think they realized that it was the coaching issue.
Okay.
We won two games. I didn't get a scholarship. So what the hell?
I had two. I had Newberry and North Greenville. And one of my friends went and played at North Greenville. I didn't want to go there because A, is too close to home, and B, it was like Bob Jones of the mountains, in my opinion.
I just found out recently we won ours back-to-back. It was a streak. They got us in the playoffs.
What won what?
Football games. Two in a row.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was only kidding.
Am I wearing a shirt that says be a dickhead to me?
I apologize. I was only kidding.
I can't see.
I was kidding. Like, how the hell?
He was being the dickhead.
You might have one I can't see. You could be naked back there, actually. I just see
Wow. He could be, because I couldn't see. Well.
You still wouldn't be able to see it. I'm tucked under the desk here.
I wouldn't
here.
Be able to see it, because I got my monitor.
I mean, you won't
I see you from the shoulder my blades up. No.
Shoulder my blades?
Yeah, yes. Okay, so let's go
back.
Did
y'all smoke a spliff without me before the show?
We did.
But where do you think we got it from?
We stole it out of your car.
I tripped you, and she took it out of your pocket.
Oh, man. That's like, where my spliff went.
That's why you're supposed to keep it behind your ear. Besides, the behind-the-ear funk makes it extra high.
Don't you love the old days when people would roll up a pack of cigarettes in their shirt sleeve?
No.
I wasn't alive, but yeah.
Oh, bull crap.
It was never a good look.
Yeah, I remember those days. They would snap their fingers a lot when they walked.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
See?
I'm just passing the time twirling this quarter
Fonzie.
In my
finger. Are you a jet or a shark? I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's talk about trying to outrun an animal, which is impossible. But some people are overconfident because there was a study done. 2,000 people responded to this, and apparently they were asked which animals they thought they'd be able to outrun. And would you believe that 2% of these people think that they can outrun a horse in the 100-meter dash? A horse.
First of all, that's crazy to think, like, to even ponder the thought. I mean, athletes and stuff probably think about it all the time, but, like...
People are stupid.
I'm like, I could probably outrun a two-legged dog.
Oh, wow.
You want front, you want back only, or do you want one on the front, one on the back?
Either
way,
we'll do it.
I think I could do that. I could also beat Paige and Fatboy in a three-legged race.
I think he could beat me in any race. I'm not a runner.
Caucasian.
You're on your own. If I'm running, seriously, there's something happening.
Yeah, your head's getting knocked backwards.
No.
Dude, somebody said that...
Someone's got a gun.
300 meters is three football fields.
Oh, yeah, I didn't look that up.
Yet. That is ridiculous. See, Chad Johnson only had a 1/16 of a mile to race the horse.
So you said Usain Bolt, right? Well, his speed was 28 miles per hour.
Jesus
Christ. So a horse.
I can't outrun a golf cart. I'm not kidding.
The fastest horse.
I don't know that many of you were dismissing that thought, but I'm just letting you know that I ain't kidding.
The fastest horse ever recorded managed a speed of more than 40 miles per hour. Now, I've been to see the horse races, and they're running.
Yes.
Now, this says Chad Johnson beat the horse.
It sounded like you said horse racist.
but he got a head start.
Not the other. I would never say that.
He got a 1 second head start.
They're not racist.
I'm coming to get you.
Don't let any Indians in here.
Oh, boy.
And I say nay. Yeah, he's a horse racist.
Oh, but even better.
That one got that one.
Even better.
All right,
27% of these people are confident that they can outrun a crocodile. I don't know.
No, they're faster than people think they are.
Yeah,
they're
they
loaded
can whip
the ground.
Up there and pull something back into the water.
Their nuts are like, you know, calloused because they're so low to the ground, but they're fast.
It's like a bulldog.
Yep.
Oh, they get calluses on their balls. You gotta if you ever see like
it's really
a
good thing,
like a big bulldog with like corn pads on his nuts. Don't
you
just
don't
let it go.
Respect that.
Or buy him a little wagon.
A nut wagon?
Yeah. A little wagon to carry. I mean, they've got little short, stubby legs.
I didn't
and
think
like
of
their
plight.
Balls are like the like my
nut wagons,
like my grandma's heels. Remember, I said they look like fresh biscuits.
Oh, don't smell like them.
No, they were.
Can you get those at Tractor Supply? Nut wagons.
I don't know.
That should be a
clearly.
Thing.
For
you don't use a wheelbarrow for yours.
For your short-legged dog. Little wagon for his balls. It's called a ball wagon.
Ball Tractor wagon.
Supply. I was like, okay, so they're saying that a crocodile can run around 10 miles per hour on land.
So I can't even fathom how fast I can run. I can't even say it right. Like I mean, I can't even imagine.
Let's time us.
Like
I couldn't run.
Eddie, finding radar guns are not as easy as it used to be because they're all, well, I don't know this to be true, but I think they're chipped so they can be seen where they're being used at, which is probably good, you know?
And 20% of these people believe they can outrun an elephant.
How do you fathom that? I can't look at a group of people and say there's 1,000 people here or 10,000, but yet they can fathom how fast they can run side by side with an elephant.
Now, if they think they can outrun a cheetah, they're in trouble. That ain't gonna happen.
I could beat Joey Greco in a foot race.
11% of the people think they can outsprint a house cat.
Well, the light's on.
No way.
Is it
Mr. President?
The only thing running faster than you is your dookie down your leg.
My God. You know what?
Wow.
He does know it all. I do have to go to the restroom. Thank you, Mr. President.
Hey, Trump.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. I'm Paige. That's your Ice Guy's headline.
He's a lot quicker on the response than he used to be.
Well, now you don't. His light comes on and he just starts talking. We don't even have to like go to him. He can interrupt at any point.
I love it.
Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, what is up in sports? Besides the Lady Gamecocks just drizzling doo-doos.
You know what? They were never in it, though. And it's like, it was Becker's time to be a legend.
God,
Old Buki got a ring.
She's good.
She's going to be number one pick. We'll talk about tonight's men's game. Duke lost. Matty Duke lose.
Freaking Cooper Flag.
He's going to be the number one pick.
Yeah.
I hope to God he don't go to the Hornets. That will ruin his career, his life. As good as he is now, if he goes to Charlotte, he will revert. He will lose all the skills he has now.
He will revert like Gerald.
He will be so bad.
That was Lovevert, not revert.
Yeah.
My joke was wrong.
Well, if you got a lisp, it's revert, I guess.
But. Okay, Cody Rhodes left. All right, more of that stuff next. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. It is Masters Week, boys. And they're going to be starting it up Thursday. Par 3 tournament Wednesday.
I mean, I don't care. I mean, I do care. I won't watch until Sunday.
You like to watch the final round. I get it.
I get it.
I get it.
It's like this one YouTube channel I like to watch, but the guy's got one of those calming voices that when I'm watching it, I end up falling asleep because his voice is so soothing. And that's the way freaking the Masters is.
Oh, yeah, but Jim Nance. Hello, friends.
Hi, I'm Ken Venturi.
We're going across Hogan's Bridge, but it's not Ben. It's Terry Bollea.
It's sponsored by Made in America Beer.
Well, UConn won their first national championship in about 10 years.
Beat the brakes off the Lady Cox.
They just, man, their defense was stifling, you could say, without the G.
Like, even stifling. Even before, like, halftime. God. And you know what? I have to say this. I like Dawn Staley and all that stuff, but
she's great.
Why would – that ain't the place to be wearing a $10,000 Louis Vuitton jacket. It's just not. It's
you know how she does, not. Man. She likes to wear 30 wristbands and kind of style out.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, like, if you want to dress – I mean, like, I was thinking about, like, okay, there's Neil Deal now. So, Neil Deals. So, the players, they're getting some pocket money, you know, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
She obviously makes a great deal of money, but I just don't think you wear that kind of stuff. I don't know.
Gino's in a suit.
Nobody wears the flies the colors anymore. Nobody's wearing the logo.
Yeah, I thought they had to.
I mean.
Now, they relaxed on it. You don't have to wear a suit, but, you know, you could wear, like, an overcoat or whatever.
She's sitting there freaking doing plug-ola on the damn TV.
Well, people are questioning, you know, like Paige Becker's UConn legacy if she didn't win a title. She's got one now in her last try, and she's third all-time in scoring in UConn history. So,
and that's with the likes of Lobo and who's the other one?
Oh, you got Maya Moore, Dinah Taurasi, Sue Bird, Brianna Stewart.
Who just got in the Hall of Fame.
Tons of legends. And she's going to be the first pick in the WNBA draft. So
apparently, like 30% of the population thought Sue Bird was Larry Bird's daughter. They really did. And you can kind of like, yeah, your last name is Bird. You both are great at basketball, and you're not related? What the hell?
There's got to be a relation somewhere,
gotta
right?
Got to be something and something.
Tonight you got Florida and Houston for the men's national championship after Duke blew it. That's pretty much what they did. They blew it. And did you know this? Mercy Miller. Do you know who Mercy Miller is?
Oh, yeah.
He's playing for Houston. So you might see his famous daddy in the stands tonight.
Oh, God.
And if you don't know who Mercy Miller's daddy is, you were not a No Limit soldier.
No, you're not.
In the late 90s, son. Because his dad is the one and only Master P.
Wow.
He's going to be hanging out. Evidently, Master P's negotiating his Neil deals.
Well, Master P was Ricky Williams' agent for one contract. Yep. Remember?
After he tried to play basketball himself.
He was like one of the first rappers that tried to get into that sports management stuff. Way before Jordan bought a NASCAR team.
Way before Roc Nation.
Way before. hold on, let me do the line in my head. Robinson Cano, you coming with me. Robinson Cano's not. No, I wasn't there. I did not go with you, Jay-Z.
Boy, Jordan was all over Darlington yesterday. They like to focus in on him because Tyler Reddick almost won.
It's the same way as everybody griped about Taylor Swift at Chiefs games. It's like, oh, there's Jordan stealing the spotlight from his drivers.
And then Jordan's mixing it up with Blaney Jordan, and everybody else.
It's a 6'8",
North Carolina.
Black guy walking around the NASCAR pits where most of the drivers are short white guys.
Yeah.
So it does stick out like a sore thumb.
Yep. Boy, out of here. I got to hear about old Comic-Con.
If Sean Bradley will make it a white guy. Sean Bradley's walking around. He's walking around anywhere. He's sticking out like a sore thumb. You're thinking, it's that tall guy from the Rob Zombie movies, isn't it?
He's not walking anymore.
He's dead?
No, he had an accident. He's paralyzed.
Oh, God.
Yeah, somebody hit him on his bicycle.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Happy Monday, folks.
Wow.
All right.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.